Welcome to Random Musing, episode 45. My name is Queen Rafi, and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And for today's episode, I'm going to be talking about an aspect of my life that I really don't shine the light on. That's because I don't want to be reduced to that, but I mean, it's part of my life, it is who I am, and it's not all of what I am, if that makes sense. It should make sense. So today I'm going to be talking about my experiences being an army wife. I'm using the term army very loosely here because while Mr. M doesn't exactly work with the Nigerian army, he works with one of the armed forces of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. So let your mind run wild. I'm just going to be talking about, you know, my experiences being an army wife. Being an army wife wasn't something I set out to become. Nah. In fact, growing up, I always told myself I would never get married to somebody who works with any of the armed forces because I do not want my kids counting the calendar for when their dad is going to be back home. I always, you know, had the mindset that they were never really there for their family members. I'd be work, and I didn't want that for myself. So why did I end up marrying Mr. M, even though he works with one of the armed forces? I think it was his personality. I saw beyond the work that he does. Mr. M is the kind of person that is very good. He's very kind. And I just felt like, see, I cannot lose a good man. Somebody that I love. Like, I pray for this person more than I pray for myself. That's how much I love him. I'm not going to lose him just because he does a job that I had put in my head that I wasn't going to marry somebody in that particular profession from. So that's exactly why I married him. But it hasn't been the easiest. So we were in a long distance relationship because when we met, he was in Port Harcourt, I was in Kano. So our relationship was long distance. In fact, we never saw each other until like 6 months after we started dating. Saw each other, went to see my mom, blah, 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 blah. Now, getting to some of the things that an army wife goes through. Number one, what I was scared for, the distance, the calculation of calendar is real. Like, they're so busy, so busy doing so many things, trying to protect, you know, Nigerian people, protect the territorial waters. If, you know, he's in the Navy, the person is trying to, you know, defend the land if he's with the army, and then protect our airspace if he's the Air Force, that they really have little time for you. Very little time. And another thing is that their calendar is not certain. This very minute, they could be having a holiday, and the very next second, they could be called off that holiday. I remember going for my sister-in-law's wedding. You know, we're really excited. Yay, wedding! He took permission and everything. The wedding was supposed to happen on Saturday. We left on Wednesday. Wednesday, everything was good. Thursday, everything was good. Friday, he was called back for an emergency all the way from Osun State to Lagos State in Nigeria. About 5 hours drive. He was called back for an emergency on Friday when the wedding was supposed to be on Saturday. And he was done with that emergency fixing and had to come back all the way and had to come back to a different city for the wedding. And honestly, it was just like, oh my God, what is this? It also means being an army wife means that your husband is going to miss out on important dates like anniversaries, like Valentine, if you're really into that, like birthday ceremonies. Naming ceremonies, if possible, would also be missed because they're probably going to be somewhere else. And sometimes being an army wife means that you're signing up for a distance marriage, meaning that if you want to really pursue a career and do so many stuff, you might find yourself living in a different city than your husband is. In fact, there was a time I was in Mina and my husband was in Lagos, and everybody was like, you guys should go and be together. But I had a job where I was. In fact, moving to Lagos was me having to leave my job and come over here, you know, because we wanted to be together and everything. So being an army wife sometimes means that you might be signing up for a distance marriage. Being an army wife also means that you are going to be praying unto the Lord for safety. Oh, baby, I'm not speaking in tongues. You're going to be praying so much because you never know when they're facing danger. You never know when something is just going to crop up. You never know when they're going to be faced with. I mean, Mr. M has never gone to Boko Haram areas, but I imagine people who have their husbands going to that kind of area. Mr. M hasn't gone to that place, and I'm praying like the world is about to end. Do you understand? It's been in constant constant fear that if you see them this minute, you might not see them the next minute. So every time spent with your husband, being an army wife is you being deliberate and intentional about creating amazing memories that you can always cherish for the rest of your life. I know most people feel like, hey, but you're getting money. Okay, you only get money if your husband is a high-ranking officer. But if your husband is a personnel, there's no money like that. Yeah, honestly, there's no money. That's just what I'm going to tell you. There isn't as much money as you're imagining that there is. Nah, there isn't. All right? And then if you're thinking, oh, doesn't that mean I get a bodyguard for life? Well, your bodyguard has to be there like 24/7, right? Remember I talked about distance? So yeah, maybe you shouldn't bank on that. But one thing I would just say is this. If you want to still marry somebody who works in any of the armed forces, look beyond the job and be ready for this kind of sacrifices. Like the distance you would have to endure. If you're somebody who loves attention, nah, please don't do it. Don't marry them because attention is not going to be given to you. Like you're going to get like a 0.001% of attention. And it's not their fault. It's the job that they signed up for. And just so I don't make this about all of the things that are not so good about being an army wife, let me talk about a few things that I think are amazing about being an army wife. I think that, I can't remember anything good about being an army wife. Okay, being an army wife, the only good aspects of it, if you're somebody who loves traveling, if you're somebody who loves, you know, experiencing new cities and you can afford to move to every single city with your husband, it's good. I mean, because of Mr. M, I have been able to visit quite a lot of places. I have been to Port Harcourt, I have been to Delta, I have been to where else? I've been to quite a lot of places and Mr. M has been, I've been to Bayelsa, and Mr. M has been the reason why I've, you know, moved to all of these places because he's been posted to all of these places and I get to visit. Yeah, but that's not all the time. And another thing I'll just also add is being an army wife is realizing that your husband might not share everything with you. You know when you watch a movie and they say something is confidential, you're like, oh yeah, confidential, until the husband that you love cannot tell you something because it's confidential and it's important to the security of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And you're like, oh, you mean that not even the fact that I'm your wife, I don't get privy to that information? That's also one of the things about being an army wife that isn't exactly fun. I'm not going to lie. But like I said, if you ever find an army, somebody who works in any of the armed forces that you love and you really want to be with them, forget all of the plenty bad side that I talked about. Look at the person. For me, how I deal with being an army wife is just all of my free time that my husband is not here, I consume myself with other things. I involve myself with like my podcasts, reading, finding a job, living my life, you know what I'm saying? And whenever Mr. M is around, he makes up for the time where he's not here. He makes up for it, tries as much as possible to create that, you know, even if it's just 10 minutes that we're together, we make sure that 10 minutes counts and, you know, that's it. I can't believe I'm actually talking about being a wife. That's one aspect of my life I really don't like to talk about because I feel like in Nigeria, lots of people, you stereotype you and just make you feel like that's all that you are. Like, you're now a missus. You've gotten the highest degree of whatever. So yeah, but I'm glad I was able to share this. It's been on my mind for a while. And I'm hoping that, you know, it helps anybody out there. Or you just really find a lot of laugh and you enjoy listening to all my shenanigans on this particular episode. Don't forget, this is Random Music. And it's as random as it gets. Thanks for listening. And make sure you share with your family and friends. They deserve some laugh. And they deserve to realize that army wife kind of needed salary from the government just for being an army wife. Because imagine if we all decided to make our husband's life miserable. There will be men who work in the armed forces shooting people all over the place, and you won't know that the wives are causing the disaster. But that won't happen, hopefully. Thanks for listening.